My name's Michelle Owu and I'm carrying out this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. Can you tell me your name, please? How old you are and where you come from?
My name is William Windrum. I'm 52 and I come from Melrose in the Scottish Borders.
How are you, William?
I'm fine, thank you.
Yeah. Feeling good?
Yeah.
How did you hear about the project and what inspired you to take part?
Well, I heard about it, I think, through a BBC News feature, which must have had a link onto the Anthony Gormley site or one other site, and then it said if you want to sign up for a newsletter or more information, put your email in, and if you want to put your name in the hat for put your email in. So I think it would have to be honest and say it's a bit like instant impulse buy. I just saw it one lunchtime and thought, oh well, why not, let's give it a go, and really forgot about it until I got the email saying first I got an email to say I had not been selected, then 3 days later I got an email to say I have been selected, but I gather somebody maybe didn't find this slot very attractive for them, so that's fine.
How do you feel about this
slot? Absolutely fine, I don't mind. You know, I'm glad, it's maybe not the ideal slot, but midnight to 1 a.m. is quite fun, you know, and we've had a fun evening with some friends already, so that's good.
How did you feel when you found out that you had got the slot?
I was panic-stricken for a little while, and you know, I took a day to decide, do I really want to do this, and you know, can I arrange my life to enable me to come down from Scotland to have this time here? So once I sorted that out, it was fine.
Were there any problems organising your trip down here?
No. I mean, I've changed plans about 3 times, planning how long I was going to stay in London, who I was going to stay with, and so on, but no, it's been fine.
And your friends are down here too?
Well, friends from London are here. One friend's come down from Scotland, but mostly my sort of friends from the south have come. So there's about 8 or 9 of them here. So,
what do people back in the borders, what do they think about
it? It's mixed reaction. Mostly very positive. One or two people think this is absurd. Why are you doing this? You flipped, you know. And why would you want to stand in an empty plinth in Trafalgar Square at any time, you know? And, you know, I don't think they see it, as I see it, about something about being involved in a big arts project and something that's very inclusive and something that's non-competitive and non-judgmental and non-censored. And, you know, I think, and I've been interested in the plinth anyway, because I've watched over the last, 5 years or something, the various things. When I've been in London, I've seen the various things that have been on there. And I'm interested in Gormley because I drive past Angel of the North regularly, and I've seen, you know, read reports of it. I haven't seen any of his work other than that, but I've read reports in the newspapers and magazines about it, so I think most of my friends are delighted, and I think quite envious, but one or two who think this is very strange.
What are you going to do with your own plinth?
Yeah, well, my biggest interest is really, I'm a very keen book collector, and so it's promoting books and reading and about importance of reading, importance of books. So it's a theme based really around old Penguin books, class Penguin books. I'm a member of a group called the Penguin Collector Society, who are very excited that I'm going to be in the plinth. And, you know, the Chairman's Society, there's 500 of us in the society. The Chairman's been in the email, the membership secretary's emailed me, and need photographs for the next issue of the newsletter, and so on. We are interested in early Penguins from the 1935 onwards. And so I have some representations of those books with me on a deck chair and tea towels and on a t-shirt. So gradually over the hour I will expose those so people will see a very clear image of a Penguin book from the ground, I think, because it's quite large. Mm-hmm. And my friends here have got some information about the Penguin Collector Society in case people say to them, what are you doing? So, and ultimately I've got a few old penguins and I will sit and read if we run out of time. So.
Is there a site for the Penguin Collector?
There is indeed, yeah. But I say that's all the information that people are going to hand out for me.
What's the website?
I think penguincollectorsociety.org or something like that. I haven't got it here, but Penguin Collector Society will find anybody. So,
going back to what you just said, you're going to be promoting reading
it just,
in the wider
yes,
sense.
Yes, exactly. I do on books, you know, and so that's what I'm. So what are you going to do? And I said to them, what do you think I'm going to do? And said, read. And that's absolutely right. That's what I would be doing. So if I wasn't here, I'd be at home reading. So, you know, it was easy to choose a topic. In fact, the local press interviewed me and they said, you know, how many ideas did you come up with? I said, I didn't come up with any other ideas. This was the only thing that I thought of, and I thought that would be fine. So,
how many books have you brought with you?
Oh, about half a dozen. I couldn't bring too many on the aeroplane because I had the deck chair to bring with me. So,
do you have a favourite book?
No, not really. The one I'm reading at the moment, probably, you know, the one I want to finish today, sort of thing. No, I haven't got one with me, but you know, that, you know, whatever it is, I'm eager to read.
And who are you doing this for?
I think I'm doing it for people who are interested in books and who, you know, think reading is important, who think information and knowledge of books is important, and who really just take pleasure in reading. And that's what, you know, I think I'm doing for those people who are keen and enthusiastic about reading and who want other people to share in that pleasure. It's a kind of solitary pleasure, but I think a lot of people find a great deal of enjoyment and tranquility from reading. So I think, you know, it's a way of switching off from pressures of life, and I think that's what I'm doing it for, yeah, those folks.
Any hopes or fears?
It's a little windy, I think, out there, so I'm a little bit apprehensive about that. And I've sort of looked at various rugs in my house thinking, is this the size of the plinth, and, you know, how big really is it? And it might just be a little bit small for once I get the deck chair and everything up. However, not really. I mean, people say people are going to throw things at you. I think, well, I don't think that's going to happen. I'm relying on your health and safety people to stop any, security staff to stop anything.
What are your expectations?
That probably nobody will be there. And the only people really we see are the people who, my friends back home, who are sitting up now to watch it and, you know, cheer me on from home. Mm-hmm. So,
can you tell me about the place, a bit more about the place that you come from?
Yeah, I live in a small town called Melrose. It's a very historic town in Scottish borders. It's about 2,000 people. It has a very old medieval Cistercian abbey. It's a very attractive town. It's a real tourist centre for southern Scotland. And I'm not from that town originally. I'm from a town about 4 miles away, 5 miles away, an industrial town called Galla Shields, ex-mill town, now really a sort of commercial centre for the borders. And I'm a solicitor in private practice, and my office is in Galla Shields, and that's where my family, my parents and I grew up, and, you know, they live there. And I live in Melrose, just 4 or 5 miles away.
Did you grow up as an avid reader?
Yes, always. My mother would say, she can remember me saying, when I was very young, how I wanted to work in a library, you know, and at one stage I thought that's what I might do, but, I ended up a solicitor, so. You know, nobody who knows me is at all surprised that this, anything I would be doing would be about books.
How would you, what's the main thing you would say about yourself? If you could paint a picture of yourself, how would you describe yourself?
Oh, I don't know. That would be very difficult. I would hope that people think that I'm friendly, good-humoured, you know, relaxed, balanced, you know, without being too... I don't get too high or too low, I think, and just slide through life. And I've been involved in various things outside work, and held various positions in various organisations, and, you know, I've enjoyed meeting people and enjoyed working with people in international contexts as well as Scottish, and I'm quite prepared to do things as a volunteer, and might give a lot of advice to voluntary groups, just like being part of the community. The community is very important to me. I'm chairman of the local community council in the town. I strive to try and make the town and people who live there just have a pleasanter time, and that the place is pleasanter, and that they are pleasant and kind to each other, and that we all recognise each other's strengths and weaknesses and don't exploit either, really.
What impact do you think you standing on the plinth might have?
That I'm not so sure about locally. I have been interviewed by the Scottish media. I was interviewed by Radio Scotland on Monday morning, and it was a feature which I featured largely in The Scotsman, on the national newspaper for the Scotland on Monday as well. And the local newspaper came and they will have a feature on me tomorrow, I think. preparing to come. They've got photographs, and I gather speaking to my sister, who spoke to the editor, that will be quite a big feature of the newspaper. So that, I'm not sure what the impact of that's going to have. I'm slightly apprehensive. Some of my clients might think their solicitor is perhaps not as stable a person as they thought, but I think most people would take it in a good humoured way, and you know, it'll be a 5-minute wonder, probably.
Are you enjoying?
Yeah, I've enjoyed it. It's been a nice ride so far, and I've had a very positive reaction from a lot of people who are delighted that they know someone who's going to be on the plinth, so it's and feel therefore part of it. And I have to say, the greatest thing is even people who are mystified and unsure, suddenly everyone's talking about, oh, this isn't art. Well, what is art? And this is nonsense. Well, why is it nonsense? And you know, this is fantastic. And people are suddenly engaging with the whole project and the whole discussion about what makes art and what is art. And you know, I think that's really wonderful. I think, you know, Gormley should be applauded for bringing that into focus and bringing that into discussion, because people, you know, might love or hate it, but they're reacting. And you know, I think that protester who started the thing off was absolutely fantastic. People are engaging and want to be involved, so I think it's all very positive.
Has Anthony Gormley's concern with the democratisation of art, has that had any influence?
No, I'm not sure that I really understood much of his philosophy of art. I mean, kind of, some of his work I find a bit disturbing, I have to be honest. I think the men looking at Crosby on the Manchester onto the sea, I think that's actually not too comfortable. The Angel of the North, I think, is absolutely delightful. And those things where he's done the fields of Britain or field installations, I find those quite disturbing. All those small models and the room packed and split the doors of rooms, I find them rather disturbing. But you react to them, and I'm not sure how one moves from that to the democratization of art. But I think here, as I said earlier, because it's inclusive, anyone could take part. You have no selection procedure. Nobody, dismissed because of anything, and nobody's censoring what you're doing. Nobody's judging what you're doing. I think that's wonderful. I think already in the first few days, the range of activities and the range of things that people have done, the originality and the ingenuity has been fantastic.
Do you have any previous experience of performing in an arts context?
Yes, in sort of Amdram work and so on. Yeah, a bit of that. Not for some time, but at a stage of my life, yeah. And one of the things I was involved with was the Scout movement, so we did, you know, a lot of activities. Craft more than art, but you know, a lot of skits and sketches and you know, campfire work and so on. So, yeah, I mean, I don't think as an arts project, unless it was awfully grand. I mean, the things I was involved with would have put, you know, productions maybe, but art project maybe not, you know.
Performances,
yeah, that's fine.
How do you think this experience might compare to those earlier?
I've really no idea. I mean, I think, I'm not sure I would have done it a few years ago. I mean, I don't know why I just struck a chord, put your name forward and, you know, just give it a go. I'm really not sure how it will compare. I mean, I don't think, I'm not really pretending to perform here. I mean, though there will be a bit of that, because I'm kind of conscious, having looked at some of the things that people are looking for, some activity, and so I will try and do a little bit of... watching somebody reading for an hour is not perhaps the most attractive thing to do, so I'll try and make it a little bit more dynamic and expose the book, things I've brought over a period of time.
Is there anything else
you'd
like to say?
No, that's fine. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Okay.